This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishavur Daf Hashavur. We're learning Simen Kuf Chaf Hei. Dinei Kedusha. Ein Hatzibur Oimrim Im Shliach Tzibur Nakdishach. Ela Shoyskin Umechavnin Lamashe Shliach Tzibur Oimer. Ad Shemegeh Ela Kedusha. Va'oiz Oinim Hatzibur Kadosh. The Tzibur does not say together with the Shliach Tzibur Nakdishach. Instead, they remain silent and they're mechavein to what the Shliach Tzibur says until he gets up to Kedusha proper, and then they respond, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. If you look in the, let's see the Mishnah Berurah first. Ein Hatzibur, Hatam. What's the reason? The Nisgan, Hatam the Nisgan. The reason is that it was enacted Shashel Tzibur Yomrenu Bishvil HaKal, that the Shatz says it for the Kahal, V'yu Shlucham, and he is their agent. Uchishagam HaTzibur Oymer Moisai, if the Tzibur says it, Eich Yikra Hashel Tzibur Shlucham, how could the Shel Tzibur be their agent if at this time the Shliach Tzibur is trying to act as an agent on the behalf of the Tzibur, then why is the Tzibur saying it? In other words, the purpose of a Kaddish is for the Shliach Tzibur to be the agent of the Tzibur. So if the Tzibur is saying it, then how could he be? They're nullifying his role as agent. Kaddish also, they have to be careful not to say the words of Kaddish together with the shots. Even if you have a minion without you, gam kein aser. There's an obligation on everyone in the shul to be silent and to listen to the shots. V'yacher kach lanos acharav, and afterwards to answer after him. Umitam zeh afilu amirtz alumayt aydei hear her gam kein aser misha shemaschal hachazan nekadesh. For this reason, even if he wants to learn by thinking, it's aser from the time that the chazan begins nekadesh v'chein bekadesh emloy b'sha shachazan marach benigun v'loy b'sha shemachatei chayisias, except when the chazan is gurgling. He's gurgling the latest song, so it's nice. People need to learn new songs. They can't sing the same Mem Kaimcha since 1984 every single time. You know, if you're Mr. Predictable, you get up to the Amun, everybody knows what you're going to sing, that's boring. So it's good to spruce it up with some new Nagunim. The only thing is, people are allowed to think and learning at that time, because we don't need to hear you, exactly how you do the Nigun. We get the niggun in general, but when you're saying the words, then we have to listen to the words that you're saying. Ve'eno nikra kedusha, ela na'aritzach. What is considered kedusha? Na'aritzach, which is hulaminik sfarad sha'imrim ken b'chotu ha'shachris, v'chein la'ashkenazim sha'imrim nekadesh. Le'umasam v'chulu uvedivrei v'chulu, avos shara nusach, the rest of the nusach, Shemoisifin b'Shabbos, enoi b'chlal kedusha, ve'enoi tzarch lahazen achar hachazim, is that you don't have to listen to the chazen. So kedusha that you need to listen to is nekadesh shemcha ba'olam kishem shemakti shemay sabes shemay marim kakosavayan neviyacha, v'karzal zev yamar kadosh 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 lu'umasam uv'divrei kachcha kasev leimar. The rest of kedusha, Mim Koimcha is not part of Kedusha proper. So even though the Chazan is saying the words very clearly, you do not have to listen to those words. You're allowed to think in learning. You're allowed to think in learning then. It doesn't say you could open up a Sefer, but you could think in learning then. Avchein aminog kahayom sha'omim zeh koidem hachazan. The rest of the Nusach that they're Moisef on Shabbos is not Bechlal Kedusha, and you don't have to listen to the Chazan, and that's the minug today. Is the rest of the nusach of Kaddish we say before the Chazan? Now, it's mashma that for the words le'uma sam meshabachim va'omrim or le'uma sam baruch yemer or uvedivrei kachcha kasolim, you do not say those words. That's for the chazan, not for the tzibor. V'chein mutter lomoy az aydei hirer. Likewise, it's mutter to learn then through thought. V'kein kazem agin avram b'shem hagoyes yesh nachlin. Ava kam achreinim soivrim da'afilu yimloich gam kein ene mekra kedusha. V'kol shekein l'um asam v'chulu uvedivrei v'chulu. Some say even the yimloich itself is not me'ikr hakedusha. Now, so what exactly should the tzibur say? Should the tzibur say nekadei shishem chava ilam, or should the tzibur just let the chazan say that? The Mishnah Berurah is master, you just let the chazan say that. If you're in a let's say you typically daven a Sech Ashkenaz that says Nekadesh, and you're davening now in a Sfard Shul, the Rav Moshe says, Menchaz Yitzchak says, Meshiv Dover says, you have to say the Nusach of the Shul. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that what you say out loud, you say Kenusach HaTzibur. What you say quietly, you say like your Minhag. Okay, so right now, as we have it, it seems like people should not say the first part of Kedusha aloud, Nekadesh Hashem Chabo Olam, but rely on the Chazan totally. That's what the Mechaber says, Ein HaTzibur Oymer Mashal Tzibur Nakdishach Ela Shoyskim. That's what we have so far. However, the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis says, Ela Shoyskim, V'yesh Mekilen, there are those who are lenient, Sheyucha Loymar Im Hashal Tzibur. V'haminuk Hanachon, K'mach Gaz Shulchan Aruch. The correct minhag, though, is to do what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ki imay nimshechu achreinim, the achreinim are drawn after him, v'chein noag hagra, kamakam ha-minhag b'yameinu, even though the correct thing to do is what the Mechaber says, what people do l'maisa, sh'oimrim ha-kol gam kein nekadesh. The tzibur does say nekadesh. So, bottom line is, even though maybe it's better not to, but the practice is people do say the first part of Kedusha out loud.
Not on Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, nobody says it out loud. No, even the tzibur. Right, no, but we're talking about. That's because we skip it. You know, that's not what we're referring to. We're not referring to skipping that entirely. Here, the Shita of the Mechaber is only the Chazan says Nakdishach. On Yom Naram, nobody says Nakdisha. Nobody says that part. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah comes out. Okay, v'chein the okay. So he says, "M'kamakam minu b'yamei sharam ra'kol gam kin kadosh b'Shabbos oimim kadavar ha'amor b'kamatz." Shabbos, you say kadavar ha'amor with the kamatz. V'yira hashel tzibur l'sayim lu'uma sam v'chulu uvedivrei v'chulu koydem she'aschilu hakol baruch v'yimlech kein kasav ha'magin avram b'shem ha'sefer chasidim, meaning the shel tzibur should be m'sayim lu'uma sam uvedivrei before the tzibur begins baruch and yimlech kein kasav ha'magin avram b'shem sefer chasidim v'rotzolemer shel yimshech hashel tzibur kol kach b'amirasa lu'uma sam v'chulu, v'divrei v'chulu, k'dei sh'lo yaschilu ha'kal baruch kavod, or v'chein yimlech k'adim she'yisayim. You don't want the shel tzibur elongating the luma sam and the b'divrei, so that the tzibur does not begin baruch and yimlech before he finishes. V'hu adin l'kadosh u'l'baruchu, the same thing would be for kadosh and baruchu, l'chol davar sh'ayinim achar ha'shatz o'y achar ha'mavarech, lo yimshoich ha'shatz o'y ha'mavarech v'soifoy. Anything that people answer after the shots, or for Kaddish, or for Baruch Hu, the shots has to be careful not to elongate it. Kidei shalayanu akol achrav kodem jesayim v'yeh zeh kamin ke'en amin chatufa. You don't want, basically, the tzibur getting restless and jumping the gun. Le'el b'sim kuf chavdalet sivches. Maril kisha'amar baruch v'yimloich haya koreya v'z... When he would say Baruch, he would bow. V'zokef b'ashem. Avaloi matzin raylas, that we don't find proof to this. Al kein loy noagu kein kayam. Therefore, it is not the minog to do that today. Kadosh v'yachid she'amar kadosh kadosh kadosh. An individual that says kadosh kadosh kadosh. V'adayin hashatz hoya. And the shatz is still up to Vikar Zelvi Amar. Ye Shoimrim Delayotza, some say he's not Yotza, but Tzarech Lanos Pamacheres, and he has to do it another time. In other words, let's say the people jump the gun, they answer Kadosh, 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 and the shots is still by Vikar Zelvi Amar. Some say he's not Yotza, but Tampoche Tzarech Lanos Be Asar Keachad. You'll have to careful not to say it too late. You have to be careful about this at a time of saying the piyutim shek sharoya tzibur maschilin loymer kadosh 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 takeif yivsoik beemtza. That at the time of saying piyutim, that if the chazan sees the tzibur begins to say kadosh kadosh kadosh, he should stop in middle. Now, question. What about doing the wave in middle of Kedusha? Are you allowed to do the wave in middle of Kedusha? Of course not. Why would anyone do the wave? So, like, what kind of absurd thing? So, the same way you don't do the wave during Kedusha, you also don't do Vikara Zeh, El Zeh, V'yamar. Right? Even though some people have invented that, you know, that's a time to start making extraneous motions and flaying yourself in different directions. But you shouldn't do that. There's no basis to do Vikara Zeh, El Zeh, V'yamar. There's no basis that Zeh means to the right and Zeh means to the left and Va'amar means straight ahead. It's a nice gesture. You know, we appreciate the passion and the excitement, but there's no basis to do that. So don't do it. And now, whether you should even say the words V'kara Zeh El Zeh V'amar, technically, you don't even say them. It's, you just say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. In other words, technically, the Chazan is the only one who says Nekadesh Hashem Chabaylam Kshem Shemak Dishem. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's the what the Mishnah Berurah says is correct. Lamaisa, the minog is we do say that part. Whether you say Luuma Sam Baruch Yameiru, whether you say Uvdivrei Kachcha Kasev Leimar, the Mishnah Berurah gave no indication that that is what the Tzibur says, although many people do say those words. Okay, Rabbi Sait, we'll hold it over here. Have a good day.
Recording stopped.
Okay, we should see the first Bir Halacha, that when the Mechaber says that the Tzibur does not say, with the Shliach Tzibur, Nakdishach, first of all, it's important to know that the Shaar Tzion, in Sivkatan Aleph, when he's quoting the Tam of Kedusha, as the Shliach Tzibur is saying it for the Kahal, and he's their Shliach, if the Tzibur is saying it, then how could he be their Shliach? That's from the Machzas Hasheka. So the Be'er Halacha says that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he writes, that's an individual who wants to say Nekadesh. If the whole Tzibur wants to say it, then it's Mutter Medina, even not together with the shatz. However, L'charchila, it's not the correct minog. The correct minog is only the shatz should say Nakdishach or Nekadesh. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein HaTzibur. Even if it's Masha, even if the whole Tzibur wants to, it's not Kedai L'charchila. So where does it come from that we do it? So then here's the key. The Be'er Halacha says the minog of saying it is based on the Arizal that the Magen Avraham brings, or based on the Taz. So it seems like there's a Kabbalistic reason for doing it, but halachically it's better not to do it. It seems like the Kabbalistic reason of everybody saying certain things of Kedusha has really taken a very strong effect. That's why you have everyone saying, you know, Nekadesh, and everyone saying of Dibrei Kachka Kasaleimar, and everyone saying Malay Chalaretz Kavada Lumasam Baruch Yameiru. That is not halacha. Halacha is better for only the tzibur to say. So you want to know what's the svara of that? Svara is the tzibur, you're appointing him as an agent to be moitzi you. What to be moitzi you in what? The whole Shemana Esrei, the whole Tfilas HaTzibur. If you're going to start saying along with him, it's like a bitul of, you know, his whole agency. Now, part of the agency is he leads the Kedusha, and you respond after him. In other words, what do you do for Kaddish? For Kaddish, you say Yiskadeh v'Yiskadeh Shmei Rabbah? No, if you would say that, it would be a problem. Because how could you answer after him? You've appointed him to praise Hashem, and you to respond. So if you're going to start praising, you're sort of nullifying his mission. So that's the svar that the Be'er Halacha seems to be saying here. If you're going to say these words, you're nullifying his mission. He has a very specific mission. His mission is to praise Hashem, and you chant every so often, you know, yeah, I agree. So if you're going to start, doing the job, so then, did you hire him? Did you not hire him? All right. That's all.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.